So, welcome to the Pacific International Board meeting on Thursday, April 17th, 2014, convening at approximately 8:43 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yep.
And I'm going to ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Janice Lane Ewart. Brian Edward Steegers.
Brian's here.
Thank you. Jose Luis Fuentes.
Present.
Thank you. Janet Coburn.
Here.
Thank you. Rodrigo Argueta. Not hearing you. Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Adriana Castaneda?
Here.
Hank Lamb? George Ryder?
Here.
Richard Uzel?
Here.
Caroline Burden? Janet Coleman?
Here.
Karine Roberts is present. Manager Sabah?
Can you hear me?
I did, Janet. Thank you.
Okay,
Manager
thank you.
Sabah?
Present.
Manager, I don't hear you. Pound Pound One.
Present.
Thank you. Jim Brown.
Present.
Thanks. Benito Diaz.
Present.
Thanks. Lizette King. Tony Norman.
Present.
Thank you. Heather Gray.
Here.
Thank you. Margie Wilkinson.
I'm here.
We have quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Does someone want to we excuse those who are absent?
Brian, so moved.
Thank you. Is there any objection?
I have a question. Have we heard from these people?
No.
Then why are we excusing them?
Pardon
me,
Benito. Well, I'm sorry. We do it routinely. I apologize.
No.
They
don't take the time to write back.
Okay. Adriana, I didn't recognize you. We'll put it to a vote, okay? It's been moved, and is there a second for the motion to excuse those absent?
I'll second it.
Who moved?
Thank you. Okay, so it's been moved and seconded.
Who moved, please?
I'm sorry?
Who moved?
Brian.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. And I think it was, and Kim seconded, I think.
Point of information. This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
I'm sorry.
What is your question?
Are these absences that people have asked to be excused?
No. I've not received. I don't know anything about them. I have not received any requests for excused absences. Hold on a second. Is your question answered, Lydia?
I've just never known us to do this, That was it.
I beg your pardon. Perhaps I'm confusing this body with my LSB, where we routinely excuse.
This is Kim to the stack.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm sorry to lead us down a confusing path here. I'm afraid the motion's on the floor. It's been moved and seconded. I'll recognize speakers. I hope we'll keep this very brief. Kim.
Point of order. Adriana asked for the stack first.
I apologize. You're right. Adriana, then Kim. Go ahead, Adriana.
Okay. Yeah, my question is, if people don't even write an email or ask for an excuse, since when we will excuse them, why and how? They didn't ask for it. If
okay.
people want an excuse, they can ask to us, and then we decide.
Thank you.
It is totally strange.
Kim.
I don't know. This is always sort of problematic since people do come on late. And I don't know. Somebody just popped on. So to say they're not here yet is a little premature.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Benito to the stack.
Hold on. Let me just ask if there's anyone who's joined the call after we took roll. Hello? All right. No one so identified themselves. Benito.
In response to what Kim just said, I don't think that the issue is whether or not somebody may or may not come on later on or just right now or whatever. The point I thought, or what occurred to me, was how can we excuse an absence when we don't know if, if we have not received anything ahead of time saying that so-and-so can't come because of X reason.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I'm, in any organization, I think, that I'm aware of at least, that's what an excused absence is about. When you know that you're not going to, it's not about whether you're late or not. That's a totally different issue. It's about, you know ahead of time you can't show. And so you contact the chair or the secretary and request to be excused. I mean, because you know it's not about being late. You know you can't be here. So if somebody comes later on, if somebody shows up an hour from now, they show up an hour from now, they present. You know, but this is about folks that ain't, you know, that excusing somebody without knowing why they ain't here.
Okay. I apologize. This is something that we do routinely at our local station board meeting, and I
cannot hear you.
I'm sorry. I said this is something that we do routinely at our local station board meeting, and I didn't realize, I didn't think about the fact that we hadn't done it here at this body. So I would suggest that we simply vote on this motion and dispatch it that way. Is that all right with everyone? Okay, so, I'm sorry?
I object.
You object to voting on the motion?
Yeah, actually, so do I.
Yes.
Just vote.
Out of order. It's a motion totally out of order.
Right.
I'll rule the motion out of order, and we'll move on.
No, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Point of information.
What, Kim?
Margie, maybe I'm confused now. Can you please just read the motion again? It didn't seem that controversial to me. I don't understand what, you know, can maybe just read the motion again, please?
Brian, would you restate the motion, please?
To excuse all absences.
Okay. Well, the motion's on the floor. We have to vote, seems to me.
Yeah, we can't.
I think we have to vote on it. Let's
Serene, with a point of parliamentary inquiry.
What's your question, Serene?
Okay, so my question is, what do we need to do to simply withdraw the motion?
Just vote it.
I guess that would be my
just
question.
Vote it.
Shh, please. I don't know who's speaking, but you don't sound like a cheer, so please.
I'm sorry. Yes, I think the answer is that once a motion is made and seconded, it's on the floor, it's before the body. I could have ruled it out of order when it happened, but I didn't think it was out of order, so I didn't do that. So now, if you don't agree with the motion, you vote against it. That's all. So
George, I move to table the motion.
Thank you.
May I?
There's no discussion on a motion to table.
There's a second, but there's no discussion.
Yeah, is there a second to table the motion?
Benito.
Thank you. There's no discussion. So now I would ask the secretary to take the role on the issue of tabling the motion to excuse absence. Please.
Janet Lane, you are. Brian Edward Stieger.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuente.
Yes.
Janet Colvin.
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta. Lydia Brazón.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Yeah.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Caffanet?
Yes. Yeah.
Hank Lamb? George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Uzel? Tom Juan Richard? Carolyn Burton? Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Green Roberts Lake Manager Sabah?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Lisa King? Tony Norman?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Has anyone joined since I started taking votes? We have 15 yes. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
No, that's okay. Thank you.
The motion passes. The motion is tabled.
Thank you.
Point of order. Point of order, Richard.
Point of order?
Yes.
What is your point of order, Richard?
Okay, my point of order is that this meeting is out of order because it was inappropriately called by the non-chair from an illegal non-election, and because
Richard,
the vice chair is inappropriately seated on the board because when he was seated, he was an elected D.C. official.
Excuse
that's
me.
My point.
Point of order.
Richard, that's not a point of order. We will proceed with the meeting. Really, I don't think
this is an inappropriate meeting because you guys are not elected.
Richard.
Now, if you want to rule against
Richard,
me, that's your prerogative.
That's right.
That is a point of order. Cannot call a meeting if you're just a rogue board.
The next item on the agenda is to establish a timekeeper. Do I have a volunteer timekeeper?
If you're
Richard.
A rogue board.
Richard.
I made a point of order. Do you not respect...
I don't think it's
parliamentary procedure.
I don't consider it
a point of order.
I don't consider it a point of order. I'm sorry.
Okay, then I'd like to recognize
your ruling.
This is Kim. I'd like to be recognized.
I will challenge your ruling to that not being a point of order.
All right, there's been a challenge to the chair. Is there a second to the challenge?
Yes. And this is Kim. I'd like to be recognized.
Okay. In a challenge to the chair, the chair gets to speak first and last. So I will say that what Richard has said is not a point of order. A point of order has to do with parliamentary procedure. We do not have a matter on the floor for us to be discussing, to have an issue around parliamentary procedure. It is not appropriate, and it is not germane to the conversation and to the meeting. So that's my ruling, and that's my opinion. And now you may debate the issue of the challenge to the chair. Are there people who want to be on the list?
Yeah, this is Kim.
Okay, anyone else?
I will motivate my challenge if you'd like.
I'll add you to the list to speak, Richard. Go ahead, Kim.
No, I'll let Richard motivate first, please.
No, I'm calling on you now. He's already motivated it. I beg your pardon.
I did not speak
on the motion. Kim, would you like to speak?
Do you not use any parliamentary procedure?
Point
do you just ignore Robert's rule?
Point of information?
What is your question, Adriana?
Who's chairing?
Yeah.
I am.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Kim is
doesn't make you a dictator,
I will recognize Richard. Go ahead, Richard.
To say that having the meeting is called is not parliamentary procedure is ridiculous because it's the very fundamental act of the meeting to call it to order. If you can call it to order properly, then it's a meeting. If not, it's not a meeting. This is not a meeting. You can't just ignore. Well, I guess you can because you do, but you can't. It is not parliamentary procedure to just run ramshot over everybody and make up stuff and do stuff as y'all think you want to do. We do have procedures. We do have bylaws, and this violates both.
Is somebody? I'm sorry. We never got around to doing a timekeeper. I need someone to keep time. Will someone volunteer to keep time, please?
Brian can do that. I'd also like to be on staff.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Well, I think you're the next speaker. I'll keep time for you. Go ahead.
No. Oh, okay.
Richard has raised this point about our meetings being purportedly illegal for each of the last three meetings we've held, and we've voted on it. And to keep raising the same thing when the body's disposed of it is dilatory. he shouldn't be recognized for a point of order like this again. Excuse me, I have the floor.
Can I be on the stack, Janet C?
The time when it's in order to make a challenge to an election is when that election happens. And George raised a point of order there. We discussed it, and we voted on it. And the time to raise a challenge to someone's eligibility to be on the board is when they're seated. And when Tomi Norman was seated on the board in 2013 and disclosed to the full board that he was a public elected official, Richard was among the people who voted to seat him. With that in mind, this is not a point of order. This is an attempt to keep the board from conducting any business.
Thank you. On the speaker's list, Janet Coleman.
I'm sorry, I'm going to pass my turn right now.
Okay. Anyone else? Good.
Yes, Kim. I was on the stack.
Well, Kim, you missed your turn. I called on you, and you didn't want to speak at that time.
No, I did want to speak. I wanted to let Richard speak. I wanted to let Richard
I'm the chair, and I call on people. If you don't speak when you're called on, you lose your turn.
No, that's not true. You can ask to speak after somebody. People do it all the time, Margie. Look, we'll get through this if we just get through it, okay?
Yeah, right. Okay, go ahead, Kim.
Thank you. I take what Richard is doing. That it's a procedure that has not been resolved yet, and he wants to bring it up that the board is not part of the board. People who want to remind the board that we feel that this election was not resolved and other things were not resolved, we'd like to get it on the record, you know, to remind people this is something that has not been resolved. And from those sort of improper procedures from day one, we have something that, like this totally illegal message on the Pacifica.org about this completely illegal message purportedly from the PNB with a report out from a meeting that never existed, was not proper, and this, you know, there's a lot of really bad things going on here procedurally, and we'd like to object. And I want an answer for how that thing got on the Pacifica, that report out from a meeting that was not noticed. And, you know, half the board was discluded. I don't know if you were on a Pacifica phone number. You called a meeting. You suddenly changed the agenda, and then you adjourned to a separate meeting. Was that a Pacifica number or a private number? Whatever it was, there was no report out from the PNB.
Okay. All right.
I would add on to that one.
What is your question, Adriana?
See, I would add on.
Hold on, Janet. I'm responding to a question from Adriana. What is your question, Adriana?
Madam Chair, I'm confused. We are supposed to be talking about your ruling?
That's
or
right.
We are talking about the history of Pacifica.
It's true. My ruling was that Richard's point of order was out of order. Let's people stick to that, and then we'll come to a vote quickly, I hope.
Can I go back on my turn?
Yes.
Yeah, it's very much part of the procedure to keep putting into the record, into the minutes, what an objection is that hasn't been dealt with the time before that. I mean, these issues have not been resolved about the election, and nor have they been the newest one, where we might as well now ask for minutes of that meeting that you had if it was official. Otherwise, if it was not official, how'd you come up with a report out? And why were half of us excluded from a meeting of the Pacifica National Board for your private meeting, which I hope wasn't a quorum full?
I'm sorry.
Serene for the stack, please.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. Certainly everyone has a right to indicate their concerns, voice their objections, but they do not have a right to block the business from doing the body from doing business. So the objections have been stated repeatedly, and I'd like us to move on. Now, let's just vote.
Okay. I think that was the end of the speaker's list, and I am asking the Secretary
well,
to
Benito.
Oh, I'm sorry, Benito. Go ahead.
I would just like to add to what Serene just said and to remind some of these board members, and more importantly, I would like to indicate to those other people who are listening who are not on this board that the reason for what the PMB did on Monday are very clear. It was stated at the time, and it was stated also in what appeared on the Pacifica website in terms of the report out. So simply stated, repeated, the board met to discuss legal strategy with regard
order,
to
Madam
the
Chair,
law. Excuse me, I am speaking, so shut your mouth.
Okay.
This is not germane to what we're talking
everybody.
About, and I will not
settle
shut
down,
my mouth,
everybody.
Sir.
As I was speaking, as I was saying,
you're out of order.
The board met and
out of order.
Stated at the time that
Madam
it
Chair,
needed
this
to discuss legal strategy with regard to the lawsuit that was brought by a minority of board members against the majority. So, as every court will recognize, that is what the majority has to do.
Whatever your faction wants to talk about? Is this
serious?
I'm calling. Janet Kay,
can I get on the
secretary to take the
role? Can I get on stack, Janet Kay?
On the issue of upholding the chair. You know, yeah, I'll recognize you. Go ahead. Go ahead, Janet.
Oh, yes. I'm requesting that this be a roll call vote and then that all other votes for the rest of this meeting also be roll call votes and for the secretary to repeat the vote of each candidate, of each director.
Okay.
Each time. Thank you.
I object, Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA. I object to that request.
Do we have to argue about that now?
Let's not argue about it. Come on. It has to be a roll call vote because we're on the phone.
Correct.
Serene, do you object to...
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. Well, then I don't know how to resolve that matter.
My understanding from Robert's
you
rules
put it
is
to a
it
vote
has
without
to be
debate.
Approved by the body if you're going to take a roll call.
Okay. All right, everybody.
Yeah, I need to talk about that, manager.
Hold on a second. I'm trying to get to this vote so we can get some business done.
But I am talking. I need to make comments about what was just said.
What?
What is it? What is it?
Are you making a decision? You know, the whole discussion about not having the people's vote be announced. The problem, we don't have anything to hide. I don't have anything to hide, and I would like all of my votes to be on the record. And I want to be, everybody, people who voted for me to know when, if they ever decide to look at this, to know how I behaved and what I did here. I have nothing to be ashamed of or scared of. And I would like to have that, to be on the record for this, and I would like to see everybody to be on the record. None of us have been sworn to secrecy here.
Okay. I'm going to rule that that the request for a recorded roll call vote is not appropriate at this point. We have to figure out how we're going to do this. The fact of the matter is that we don't have to do that. We are going to go to the vote on the question of upholding the chair and move forward. That is my decision.
I challenge the ruling of the chair.
Why do you do
Madam
that?
Chair, follow the procedure.
Go ahead. So there's a challenge to the chair. No. There's already
challenge,
a challenge
Margie.
To the
I
chair.
I mean, I second the challenge. I hate to do this, but it's...
But there's already
order.
A challenge to the chair. You can't...
I know, ma'am.
You can't do this.
That's me?
But you
go
can't
ahead,
say we can't have our votes recorded
ahead,
either.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Madam Chair, as a point of order, Ms. Kaufman has not been recognized. Why is she speaking?
I agree.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Adriana has the floor, and then I heard another voice, but I don't know whose it was.
Can I be recognized whenever on the stack here?
later.
You can't debate the question of how to vote.
Okay, you can't debate.
If someone has a motion to have a roll call vote, it's something we vote on.
All right. Okay, so Adriana, go ahead. You have a question. What is your question, Adriana?
It's a point of procedure.
Okay.
We have, during 2013, the same, the PMB, the members that are now, that were from 2013, denied the roll call vote. I agree that we should have roll call vote for everything. I think that we don't have anything to hide, and we can make the roll call without any problem.
Okay, so let's take
but
a vote.
Point of order. I agree. 2013, that was the majority of the vote, 2013, denied the roll call votes.
Okay, thank you. Adriana, it's argument. It's not really a point of order, but I take your point of order.
This is Kim. Well, a point of information.
What is your question, Kim?
Okay, my understanding is that what we're fighting about is that the votes appear on the minutes. That, in this context, is what a roll call vote means, that the votes appear on the minutes, because obviously we're saying it out loud. So Janet is requesting that our votes show up on the minutes.
That's right, and we're gonna vote on that.
Okay. So we do it, then not talk about it.
Okay, we're not going to talk about it anymore. We're just going to do it. So, Serene, the motion is that that the votes of the individual board members actually appear in the minutes. That's the motion, and I'm going to ask you to take the roll on it.
The point of information.
What is your question?
Are we supposed to rule, vote on this first or on the previous ruling of the chair?
Well, we're going to vote on this right now. Then we're going to vote on the ruling of the chair.
All right.
Because this has to do with how the votes are recorded. I'm sorry, Serene.
Point of information.
Please clarify
what we're voting on.
Go ahead. We are voting on whether or not the secretary will record in the minutes each individual board member's vote. And that was your request, Janet. And the a yes vote means yes, and a no vote means no. We are asking the secretary to do something. If you want her to do it, that is record individual votes in the minutes, you vote yes. If you don't want her to do it, you vote no. Please take the roll, Serene.
Janet Lane Lewis. Brian Edwards Speaker.
Pass with a P.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
No.
Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta?
Pass.
Lydia Brasson?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Ryan Sayers?
No.
Adriana Pasadena?
Yes.
Hank Lamb? Can't hear you, Hank. Compound 1, George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Rizal?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden? Carolyn Burden? Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Manager Sabah?
Yes.
Jim Brown? Can't hear you, Jim. Pound 1, Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Suzette King? Tony Norman?
No.
Madam Chair, I wish to change my vote.
Yes, Norman?
I want to switch my vote from no to yes.
Hello? Jim Brown here.
Hi.
Jim votes yes.
Okay. Luza King, did you join us? Tony Norman.
I voted no.
Thank you. Heather Gray.
Yes.
going back to the passes, Brian Edwards Kubert.
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta.
No.
Hank, did you join us? Brian, did you join us? Marina Spain. One moment, please. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
No, thank you. All right. So now we are ready to move on to the question of upholding the ruling of the chair. My ruling was that I ruled Richard's point of order out of order. I think it's been discussed, and so now I'd ask the secretary to take the roll. Yes, to uphold the chair. No, to not uphold the chair.
Janice Lane Ward.
Of course.
Brian Edwards Siebert.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Janet Colburn.
No.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Yes.
Lydia Brazón.
Yes.
Tim Hoffman.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Adina Campanez.
Yes.
Hank Lamb. George Ryder.
Yes.
Richard Uzel.
No.
Carolyn Burton.
No.
Janet Coleman.
No. Check Robert's rules, everybody. Just remember.
Dean Roberts votes yes. Manager Sabah?
No.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Thank you. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Is that King? Tony Norman?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
No.
One moment, please. Madam Chair, the vote is 11-7. Do you wish to vote?
No, thank you. Okay. All right, so now we're moving on. We are on the item called agenda approval. I'll take a motion to approve the agenda.
Brian, so moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. All right, so...
Madam Chair, I'd like to add something to the agenda, if possible.
Okay. Someone advise me. At this point, what does it take to add something to the agenda?
Majority vote.
Majority vote. Okay. All right.
2-4-2 again.
And also, Brian told us that in the past meeting that there's no time limit on agenda approval because we haven't been, the agenda hasn't been approved yet.
Yeah.
But it's 2-4-2 against.
Yeah, 2-4-2 against for any changes to the agenda. I'm clear about that. All right, so what is your item to add to the agenda, and where do you want to place it on the agenda?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Very well.
Okay. On 3A, making the current thing on there 3B, 3A, I would like to put a motion that due to potential conflicts of interest of interested directors, that no paid staff representative shall be a member of the National Finance Committee.
Manager, I second that.
Hold on a second. I'm not clear where you're placing it on the agenda, Richard. I'm sorry.
3A before the committee election.
before committee elections.
Right, so that, you know, because that's germane to the committee elections.
Okay. All right.
Point of information?
I need to have that in writing, please.
Point of information?
George, what is your question?
How much time is wanted for that?
Well, how much time are you requesting for that discussion, Richard?
Oh, I don't know, 10 minutes.
Okay, good. All right. So I have a question. I don't know whether it, whether this motion comports with the bylaws.
That'll be later.
Okay, thank you. All right. Okay, so the Richard's, you want to motivate your addition to the agenda, and then we'll have two speakers for and two against?
So somebody seconded this?
Yes, Manager seconded.
Okay.
Go ahead, Richard.
Yes. As budgets are coming forth, which I hope they are, and I hope they balance for a change, state staff have to be laid off to make budgets balance. And it's a conflict of interest for a paid staff member to be voting on their job, essentially. So it's just a matter of fairness, and I think that we ought to approve that. I don't see any reason to hide behind that.
Okay. Speaker.
Point of
again.
Information. I have a point of information.
Answering for the staff, please.
Thank you. What is your question? Hold on, Benito. What is your question?
I would like to know, since Richard been on the PMB for so many years, is this the first time that he's ever put forth this motion?
That's not a point of.
I'm asking Richard, has he ever put forth this motion in the 100 years he's been on this CMB?
I haven't been on PMB.
It doesn't
matter. You don't want me to answer that?
Richard, hold on a second.
I've only been on 50 years.
Okay.
Not 100.
If you want to answer the question, you may, although I think it's really argumentative, but I'll let you answer.
I don't want to be argumentative.
No, I stand corrected.
Okay. Do you want to answer the question, Richard? About
no, so I do not want to be argumentative, so no.
Okay, thank you.
No, I figured he wouldn't.
Okay, Benito, please.
50 years.
Serene, are you do you wish to speak for or against?
I'm opposed to the motion.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. First, it's a violation of our bylaws. The composition of the Finance Committee is detailed in the bylaws. It's one of those special committees, not simply one where a director and two local board members. It's very clear. Further, I don't know whether everyone is familiar with how union structures work, but in a decision to lay people off, there's actually a process. So it's not as though any individual sitting on a committee, if a committee is healthy and functioning with reasonable people, gets to say, although I know apparently there has been situations where some directors felt that they were in a position to target individual staff people, that that's not how the National Finance Committee is supposed to function. And it's not as though anyone ever gets to vote on an individual person's salary. You know, the only time that salaries get determined by a board is when you're talking about the executive positions. So there actually is no conflict, and it would be wonderful to actually have someone with some knowledge of how the stations actually function so that when expenses are being discussed, we actually have some possibility that we'll be dealing with real numbers.
This is Kim. I'd like to speak to Richard.
Hold on a second, Kim.
Yes, this is the agenda.
This is a speaker. That was a speaker against. I will take a speaker for.
For putting it on the agenda, not for the motion.
That's right. Putting it on the agenda, not speaking, just whether you want to put it on the agenda or not, okay?
Okay.
No, I didn't recognize you, Kim.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm just asking for names.
Okay. Kim would like to speak for Richard's motion.
Is there anyone else who wants to speak for it? Okay, go ahead, Kim.
Janet Kay. Janet Kay.
Okay.
There's only two.
That's right.
Yeah, go ahead, Kim.
Richard has points that need to be made and talked about, and before we hire or figure out what to do about these committees, I think it's a legitimate conversation to have. It is not usual, not in my recollection of being on the NFC, did we have paid staff. And so notwithstanding that Serene doesn't understand the budgeting process, it is different, and they do make decisions that affect the budget, and I'd like it to be on. Thank you.
Okay.
Point of personal privilege.
Go ahead, Serene.
I would thank the member not to attempt to speak to my understanding. I don't think we're in the same zone.
I agree, and I would ask members to refrain from referring to other members of the body by name, because it is inappropriate, and it leads to bad business. A speaker against putting Richard's motion on the agenda.
What was that you said?
I'm looking for a speaker who is opposed to adding
Adriana?
The item that Richard wants to put on the agenda.
Adriana Cafe?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Well, we got Paul said the CFO is supposed to be an employee, a paid employee. We are not allowing the CFO to be part of the finance committee. I think that it's dilatory. We have a really long agenda, and this is something that is being brought just to slow the process and not have anything done like always.
Okay.
Okay, Benito, point of information.
What is your question, Benito?
Could someone tell me where in the bylaws does it indicate anything about there being some kind of conflict of interest about a programmer or paid staff being...
Excuse me. I think that if... I really think that that's a question... that would be discussed if this item got on the agenda.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. That's true. That's
right.
True. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We've had two speakers for and two speakers against, so we're ready to come to a vote on this item. Madam Secretary, will you please take the roll? This is to add... Richard has sent out his motion. It's on your screen. Okay, go ahead, Serene. I'm sorry.
Janice Lane Ewer. Brian Edward Streeter.
No.
Yes. Jose Luis Fuentes. Jose Luis, compound one. Janet Colvin.
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta.
No.
Lydia Brazan?
No.
Tim Kaufman?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
Did you call me, Madam Secretary?
Yes. What is your vote?
No.
Thank you. Adriana Castellet?
No.
Hank Lamb? George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Uzel?
Yes.
Carolyn Burton? Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Carolyn Burton, I was muted. I'm so sorry. I vote yes.
Thank you. Serene Roberts votes no. Manager Sabah?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
No.
Is that King? Tony Norman?
No.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Going back, Jose Luis Fuentes. Jose Luis, I didn't hear you before.
No.
Thank you.
point of information, Madam Secretary?
Not during the... What is it?
How did you record Ms. Burden's vote?
She said no. Or yes.
As no?
Let me look.
As a yes.
Okay, do you want to keep talking or do you want me to answer?
Just be nice, Nesri. Come on.
You'd be nice, too. Carolyn Burden voted yes when she found her unmute button. One moment, please.
Thank you very much.
Madam Chair, the count is 9-9. Do you wish to vote?
I do, and I want to vote no.
Thank you. The vote is 9-10. The motion fails.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Richard. I would like to present one other motion, please.
And this is Lydia.
Okay. This is a change to the agenda. Is that what you're asking for, Richard?
I'm asking for to add a motion to the agenda, same as before.
Okay, go ahead and tell us where you want to place it on the agenda.
It can be under new business. This motion is that all personnel directly hired by the board shall have been preceded by an established process and procedure to select a pool of candidates.
I'm sorry, can you repeat?
Motion that all personnel directly hired by the board shall have been preceded by an established process and procedure to select a pool of candidates.
Okay. All right.
Point of information, Brian?
Go ahead, Brian.
Where on the agenda? There's no new business on the agenda.
It can be added. New business.
Item number?
What is that? Four? Would be four after unfinished business? Be new business.
Yes, so it would be item number seven.
That needs a second. Burden seconds it.
Okay. Thank you, Carolyn. All right, so now we have two speakers for and two speakers against. Go ahead, Richard. I'm sorry.
Question, this is Brian.
Yes, Brian.
Richard's proposing to put it at the end of the agenda, right?
I'm not interested in pushing anything out of the way for it. I just want it to be on the agenda.
Yeah, that's...
We get to it tonight, wonderful.
Does anyone object to that?
I'm sorry, what's the position?
Okay. Richard's motion, which he has not yet sent to us, but I'm sure he's going to, will put this item on the agenda at the end of the agenda. So it would be item...
No, not on page 11, but, you know, it's new business. After unfinished business. No, after unfinished business, new business.
Well,
is
basically...
follows unfinished.
The motions carried forward from 2012 and 2013 are all part
of
unfinished business.
Okay, put it after unfinished business. No, unfinished business, please read Robert's rules. Unfinished business pertains to new business that hasn't been dealt with yet, so it's unfinished.
Okay.
So
because
we
don't have new business.
Where Richard wants this on the agenda.
Okay, put it at the end of unfinished business.
After item number H, 6.
Whatever it is, I don't know.
Okay. All right. That's on page 3. In the middle of page 3. Okay. So, Richard, please motivate your motion.
Please.
Adriana had a question. What was your question, Adriana?
I'm still not knowing where.
Okay.
I didn't receive the motion, and I want an emotion. Please, if you want minutes, please, if you want details, write a motion and put exactly where you want it with the numerals and the letters.
Point of information.
Hold on a second, Kim. I'm going to respond to Adriana before I call on you. Adriana, it's on page 3 of the agenda. in the middle of the page after motion, Ray, meeting schedule, motion H, which is in the middle of the page. And then that's where Richard wants to add his motion, which he has not yet sent to us.
Point of information.
Can
you tell me the numeral, please?
Yeah, it's Roman numeral 6, letter H.
Point of information.
Hold on a second, Kim.
Well, I think I'm going to clarify this, Margie, so.
All right. Well, a point of information is a question, Kim. So if you're going to clarify.
It's a question.
What's your question?
My question is, I believe Richard wants it to go between the end of the
point of order,
new business,
point of order.
Or the
Kim, you can't speak for Richard. I'm sorry.
I'm asking the question, Margie.
Who are you asking the question of?
From Richard. My understanding is you wanted to go before motions carried over from 2013, which is number 7. Correct? Isn't that where I thought my understanding was of what he was saying? Not in between all the unfinished business, but between unfinished business and stuff from 2013.
Just what I said, Kim. If you'll check your agenda.
Well, you said it goes on L or H.
Kim, if you look at your agenda, page 3, you will see what I'm talking about. Are we clear about this? This is the motion. Okay. Richard, we still haven't received your motion by email.
I'm working on it.
Thank you. All right. So would you like to motivate your motion, please?
Yes. We have still in force, because it hasn't been changed, a procedure to, like if you're going to hire, say for instance, a corporate counsel. You task the personnel committee or a group to put together a pool. We still have one person from the original pool that we chose the last two from, and that process needs to be respected and needs to be used. It's our rules.
Point of information.
What is your question, Benito?
What's that got to do? What does that argument have to do with putting it on the agenda?
Right. Well, he's saying
because it can't be considered if it's not on the agenda, sir.
And he's
point of information.
Okay. What is your question, Adriana?
What I can see here that is point C, the last one, the letter L.
No.
How can we put it H? If the last one that I have here is L.
Oh, L. Oh, you know what? I'm looking at the wrong agenda. You're right. Letter L. That's correct. Thank you.
Following letter A, L, in numeral 6, right?
Right. Oh. You're right. Okay. Thank you. Okay. All right. A speaker against adding this item to the agenda. Are there any objections to adding this item to the agenda?
Yes.
All right. Well, I hear no speakers against.
I'm trying to speak against.
Oh, hi, Hank. I'm sorry I didn't hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. The reason I'm speaking against it is because Ms. Burton already has a motion regarding this on the agenda for tonight, and it comes actually earlier, a little earlier than he's placing it. So I think it's kind of dilatory to request the same issue twice on the agenda.
Point of information, could Hank just spell out those two issues so that everybody can understand what it is? What two things are appearing?
Well, they're both dealing with hiring of a general manager. Hold on, let me go back over to the.
Not a general manager, I think.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Just a second, I'll read it to you. Okay.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
What is it, Richard?
The general managers are hired by the executive director.
Excuse me, it was a mistake.
I think he meant the executive director, but he didn't remember.
Madam Chair, point of order. Can the members be quiet and let the man look for whatever he's looking for? We don't need the commentary until then.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Secretary.
Now, I'm looking at the agenda here, and Carolyn Burton has one regarding the hires. She's asking that we follow a process, just like Richard's asking that we follow a process.
But that's for counsel. Richard's is more general.
Observing a process.
We could always make a friendly amendment to that one and get it on the table earlier.
This is Kim.
All right. I'm going to ask I've lost track here. We've had Richard spoke for it. Was there another speaker for it?
Carolyn, on the stack, please.
Okay, we have to get this done, please. Carolyn, go ahead.
Yeah, on the stack, please. I was just asking a question. Roberts points out that almost all motions can be put on the agenda. There's not much reason to keep them off, and then they get debated when we get to them. I really object to keeping motions off the agenda just because some people don't like them. I think the time to debate it is when we get to it. So I would urge us to follow past procedure, and if a member wants to put a motion on the agenda, it's worth putting on. And I would urge us to follow that.
Okay. So that's an argument for adding the motion to the agenda. Is there a speaker against adding the motion to the agenda?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Add a bunch.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. I will be brief because it is 9:40 and we're still on the agenda. There was ample time for people to send their motions in. If it doesn't get dealt with in this week, send it in for the next meeting. May we vote, please?
Yes. We will now vote on adding first of all, never mind. Go ahead. Yeah, please take the roll, Madam Secretary.
And so far, I still don't have that motion, Richard. Janice Lane Ewart.
It's been sent.
Thank you. Janice Lane Ewart. Brian Edward Siebert.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
No.
Janet Colvin.
Pass.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Abstain.
Lydia Brazon.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Don Reyes.
Yes.
Adriana Castaneda.
Yes.
What you looking for, honey?
Excuse me for one second. Somebody needs to mute their phone because we're hearing a conversation.
Usually when you come in here, you want a little snack.
Hey. Please mute your phones because we're hearing too much background noise. Thank you. Go ahead, Serene. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Hank Lamb. Hank, how are you voting?
Abstain.
Thank you. George Ryder.
Yes.
Richard Uzzell.
Yes.
Carolyn Burton. Janet Coleman. Janet Coleman. Serene.
Oop, am I too late? Yes.
Thank you. Manager Sabah.
Yes.
Jim Brown?
No.
Benito Diaz?
No.
Is that King? Tony Norman?
No.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Janet Coburn?
Yes.
One moment, please.
vote is 11-6-2. Madam Chair, how do you wish to vote?
I'll abstain.
The motion passes.